Israeli tanks and troops moved into the center of the West Bank city of Nablus early today, conducting house-to-house searches and arresting suspected terrorists. Palestinian authorities and eyewitnesses said two men were killed by Israeli troops in Nablus. A third was shot and killed in a nearby village. The incursion comes 2 days after the militant group Hamas claimed responsibility for a bomb attack at Hebrew University in Jerusalem that killed 7 people, including 5 Americans. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins me now from Jerusalem. What more can you tell us about today's incursion into Nablus?
Well, Renee, Nablus, as you may recall, is a city where for most of this week we saw residents out in the streets in defiance of an Israeli military curfew. That came to an end yesterday when the tanks returned to the streets. But then overnight we saw the largest Israeli incursion since the army reoccupied most of these West Bank cities in late June. A senior commander of the operation told reporters that the operation could last several days. He said the objective was to eliminate what he called the local terror network. The army believes there are dozens of terrorists who have been operating out of the Kasbah, that's the old city center in Nablus. There are reports now of at least 15 arrests in the early hours of the operation. At least one eyewitness account from the Palestinian side says that schools and municipal buildings have been taken over and other buildings have been heavily damaged. There have been exchanges of gunfire and there have been fatalities. There are conflicting accounts of what happened in the nearby village of Salem. A neighbor said that Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Hamas member after tying his hands. The army said the man was shot trying to escape. In general, the army is describing the resistance in Nablus as light.
Peter, this operation is occurring against the backdrop of another deadly week in Jerusalem, including Wednesday's bombing at Hebrew University. Hamas claimed responsibility for the attack. Is today's raid Israel's retaliation for that bombing?
Well, Israeli military sources do say they believe the university bombing was carried out by a Hamas cell from Nablus. Officially, Israeli spokesmen are saying this is part of the ongoing fight against terrorism. Palestinians argue that these, what they call heavy-handed operations, will only drive more Palestinians into the arms of the extreme factions, and any short-term gain in security will be offset by the increased hostility down the road. One Palestinian Authority official today said that this could lead to a new explosion of violence.
I gather there were incidents elsewhere in the West Bank and Gaza Strip today.
There were. In Hebron, the army says it blew up the family home of a Palestinian implicated in an attack in Jerusalem last fall. Another home was destroyed in the West Bank town of Tul Karm. That one is said to have belonged to a Hamas gunman who killed 3 people in a shooting attack in Netanya over a year ago. Tanks also moved into the Rafah refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip. They destroyed 3 buildings near the border with Egypt. Palestinians said one person was killed and 2 were wounded in that operation.
And meanwhile, Israel has given the go-ahead to expel 2 relatives of Palestinian suicide bombers. When is that likely to happen?
Well, there's a committee that has been impaneled now. It's headed by an Israeli military advocate, and that has convened outside of Ramallah to hear an appeal from lawyers for these 2 Palestinian family members. They haven't been named. They're identified only as the brothers of 2 suicide bombers. Israel's attorney general approved these expulsions despite widespread international criticism. Human rights groups say the expulsions and the home demolitions, for that matter, are violations of international law. Israeli security sources believe these tactics are already having a chilling effect on Palestinian attackers. They cite a couple of instances where suicide bombers changed their minds. Now, if this appeal today is denied, the 2 relatives in this case could be sent to Gaza before the end of the day, but that may not happen because their attorneys are expected to appeal, if necessary, to the Israeli High Court.
Peter, thank you. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.